Orioles and Astros. Let's take it to the bottom of the first. Wade Miley facing Jose Altuve.
He's able to control the running game in many ways, almost completely by himself, the 1-0. And Altuve rifles it pretty deep to center field. It sends back Rickard, and it's over his head. And one hops off the wall. Motoring to third is Springer. He's being sent home. The relay thrown into plate by Machado. Up the line, Springer slides. He beats the tag. Altuve goes to third. 1-0 Astros.
He read where the ball was going to be by watching the catcher's eyes.
The 2-0. And Correa hits it the other way. Off the glove of a diving Davis. It's picked up by Scope. His throw to first. He throws it away. Altuve scores. Correa's on at first as Joseph backing up the play. Picks up the ball by the Astros on deck circle. It's an infield RBI single to make it 2-0 Astros.
Pitch to Springer is driven. Left field on the warning track, looking up, and there it goes! Two-run shot for Springer! Home run number 10 on the season for Springer puts the Astros up 4-1.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a slider down and in. 8 Ks for Keuchel, who has retired 5 in a row in 7 of the last 8. It's been before the game today. Here's a 2-2. And that's served in the short center. Correa racing out, and he makes the catch and then winds up on his backside. Correa had to reach back across his body as he slightly misjudged it, but still able to make the grab and fell onto his backside, held onto the ball, one out.
That was crazy, going out on a full sprint and turned himself into a pretzel to catch that one.
Astros win this one 5-2. The Astros are now riding a 3-game winning streak and have won 5 of their last 6. Dallas Keuchel improves to 8-0 on the year as Wade Miley drops to 1-3. A.J. Hinch and the Astros able to pull it off against the Orioles on Saturday as they win 5-2. Here's Hinch on the victory.
It was great, obviously. He's really good and pretty focused today to execute his game plan, execute his pitches. But one of the things that makes Dallas, so special is how he can adjust. And tonight, having not pitched in 10 days or whatever, he went in one way, and then as the game progressed, he adjusted to what they were doing to him. They had one inning where they clearly were getting outside and hooking the ball a little bit, found some holes, and got a run off of them. And then, Dallas started to pitch inside a little bit more. He started throwing a cutter, which set up his changeup. And he just has ways to answer, every challenge. And that's what makes him special.
How much does it help when you get Dallas to really?
Oh, I think the entire building feels good. If you like the Astros, you like the Astros even better with a lead. With Keuchel pitching, it means something to our dugout. It puts a little pressure on the other dugout, and Dallas has the ability to command the game, especially when we have the lead. Behind the scenes, a perfect night was 6-88. I don't know what he ended up with, but it was pretty close, 85. Yeah, so. We asked him to do that and get himself back into the routine of starting again, and he did. So I took him out right when I wanted to, and even though we had a shorter bullpen tonight, the guy stepped up and made pitches.
Were you impressed with the way he just picked up about where he left off, pretty much?
Yeah, it's hard not to be impressed because he had one ball in the air that he got an out. He missed 8 punch outs, 9 or 10 balls on the ground get out. So. It was a smooth performance by him because he was commanding the bottom of the zone again, and then some surprise fastballs in. He 8 punch outs in 6 innings is excellent. It was pretty flawless. He's a perfectionist by nature. He'll talk about the third inning a little bit, but we couldn't ask much more. He was extremely sharp with getting outs. Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was, he needed to sort of contort his body around the catcher and especially with no outs. But he's one of the more powerful runners that we have. So he's a guy, once he gets underway, it's like a freight train coming around the bases. And it's obviously there's the no collision rule now, which probably saves a few catchers around the league. Probably saves George too. He's not afraid to hit anybody. But you know, again, one of the best athletes, one of the most powerful athletes we have, and you don't get to see it on the baseball field as much as you do in other sports. But these guys are pretty damn good athletes, and George showed why. He's fine. You know, we always get nervous the first time back, and of course, as a catcher, you're not going to be able to avoid, you know, ball and foul tips or ball in the dirt that kicks up, and I think all of us needed a little bit of a, including McCann, needed a test. Like, you know, are you okay? How does it feel? You know, after not catching for those 7 days, just the speed of the game and the physicality of catching is going to take its toll on him. But he seemed to be okay. We checked with him and then. You know, he finished the game.
Alex Asher takes the hill for the Orioles on Sunday. He'll face the Astros' Lance McCullers Jr.